Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm looking at the notes Lulu left me as well. You are really new in business, right? You just started?
Yes, we did.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
It's been going really well. It's hot.
That it is.
Yeah.
That it sure is. That's good. And what have you done, like, for marketing? How do you get new clients?
We haven't done much marketing yet because when we started this company, we worked for another company and we made a bunch of connections with contractors and stuff. So whenever we started our own, we already had those connections already.
Nice. Okay.
So yeah, we work with contractors, but we do want to start service calls and stuff. So we just haven't gotten to marketing yet.
Okay. Well, that's where we come into play. We can definitely help you out with that. I don't see a Google business profile either, right? You haven't made one yet?
I tried making one. I need to check it. It said I had to wait like 5 days to get verified, so I don't know if it actually worked or not.
it could. Did you do the video already by any chance?
It asked me if I want to do a video or use my phone number. I chose my phone number.
Okay. Hopefully it should go through. If you have any issues with that, though, because our company name is Local Splash. We're partnered with Google. If you have any issues getting verified, we can help you with that. That's not a problem. The way that our listings work as well, they are exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are going to be calls that are going to go directly to you. So there's no sharing of leads, nothing along those lines. Okay. Now, we do that by putting you on the first page of Google, and it's based off of keyword searches. So you're going to get about 15 keywords. Those are going to be of services that you offer, of jobs you want to be found for. So anytime somebody looks up one of those keywords, that's when your business pops up on the first page. Okay, so it's first page with Google, with Bing, and also Apple. And then we retarget those same people that are looking for your keywords. We retarget them on their Facebook as well. So we do run ads for your business. They'll be able to click and call you directly. Now, price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate. So Lulu did put down new in business credit. So you're looking at a flat rate of $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of your programming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any questions for me?
You said, how much did you say it was again?
Yes. So it's $249 a month. You do pay a one-time setup fee of $99. So to get everything started today, it's $348. And then after that, it's just $249. And there's no taxes on that. There's no hidden fees. That's a flat rate.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And just so you do know timeline-wise about how long everything's going to take to get going, you're going to get access to your dashboard. That's going to be right away. It's going to show you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, calls, all of that. It tracks your progress. Your ads on Facebook, that's going to be 7 to 14 days. Now, the first page placement on Google, because it all depends also on the verification process, you're going to be looking at a max of 30 to 45 days for you to start popping up first page for each keyword.
Okay.
So for me, go ahead.
So with us just recently starting off, money is extremely tight right now.
I know. That's why I put you down the lowest rate that I can possible. If you purchase this package on our website, it's $5.99 a month, and you have a one-time setup fee of $299. So I did put you down the lowest I could put this package for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also just to keep in mind, Dale, you know, this is a program that will pay for itself with the work that you get. I know that it's very easy to look at it like a bill, but it is more of like an investment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think about it? Is it something that you would want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
Yeah, I'm willing to do it, yeah.
Perfect. So let me get your basic information. I have first name Dale, D-A-L-E, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect, Dale. And what is your last name?
Still, S-T-I-L-L.
S-T-I-L-L, perfect. What is your email address?
Stills, S-T-I-L-L-S, electric, at gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And then this number that we're speaking on that ends in 2584, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, for company name, I have Stills Electric. Is that correct?
Yeah, Stills, it's kind of iffy because sometimes I say yes, Stills Electric, but sometimes people force me to put Stills Electric LLC. So
I can put an LLC.
Yeah, I'll put Stills, just so there's no legal problem, put Stills Electric LLC.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Now, the address that I have is a 1408 11th Street in Charleston, Illinois, 61920. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Is this a physical address?
Yeah, this is where I live and run the company from.
Okay, perfect. Do you want us to hide it on your Google business profile, or do you want it to show?
I would say hide it for right now.
Okay. I mean, it really is personal preference. I mean, if I were to work out of my home, I know I would want to hide it, but, you know, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say hide it.
Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Now, I'm going to set up an onboarding call that's going to be anywhere between today to 2-3 days out. The onboarding call is where we go over everything. We make sure we have everything correct. We also go over keywords. So that's going to be, we're going to pick the keywords based off of what type of jobs you want to be found for. So what type of services do you offer?
We do, that's a big one. We do regular service calls. We install outlets, install lights. We will replace outlets, replace lights. We'll trench in new lines to buildings. We will do brand new homes, remodels.
Remodeling, when you say remodeling, do you mean electric-wise, right? Or is it actual remodeling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, electric remodeling.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make that clear because they're two different things. Okay. And then you also do, I would assume, like emergency calls, right?
Yep, we do emergency calls, generators.
Okay. Do you also upgrade panel boxes?
Yep.
Okay. And then do you add, like EV? I think that's what they call it.
EV.
I think it's EV, the electric vehicles. You know how you need to get like, I forgot.
Electric vehicle chargers?
Yes. Do you do those?
We've done them in home. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, would you say that you pretty much do most, if not all, electrical work?
Yeah, we pretty much do it all.
Okay, okay, that's good.
The only thing we really don't do is solar panel.
Okay. And then solar panels is more on their own industry, but I'll put it down anyways. Okay. All right, perfect. Now, your onboarding call, it is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like? I do have some available today and then tomorrow or the following day.
I would say it's probably best tomorrow because tomorrow I don't really have much to do tomorrow.
Okay. At what time
Probably best time would probably be around 11 o'clock.
Okay. I can do that between 11 to 12. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to send you over a Google invite when we get off the phone too. So if you need to reschedule, you can email me back. You can also call our office directly. I'm going to send you a text message right now that has our office line, and it also has my extension on there for you, okay?
Okay, yep, just got it.
Perfect. Now for the business, is it licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, and then for a Facebook page, do you have one or would you like us to make one for you?
Oh, one's already made.
Okay, perfect. Now, you know what I can do for you as well? Do you want me to add a website at no extra cost? I can add one for you.
We have a website.
You have a website already. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I think I see it. Okay.
Yeah, it should just be stillselectric.com.
I see it. Perfect. Okay, let me put this here because we're going to also put that on your Google business profile so it pops up.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
I
tried to set up my Google business account, but it told me to record a bit. I just looked at it because a couple days ago it said wait a couple days to see if you get verified, and then I just checked it out and I had to record a video.
Yeah, it typically asks for a video. If you know, those are things that we help you out with as well. So if you want to wait till your onboarding call tomorrow, or you can still do it. I mean, it's completely up to you. Now, for specific target areas, where do you want to get work? You can pick counties, cities, or zip codes.
Oh, geez. I don't know that many.
How would you say you go out safely for about 50-mile radius from your location?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can do a mile radius. It makes it easier, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open?
Monday through Friday, we're open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. And then how about the weekend?
Then, Sunday, we're closed, and Saturday is usually for emergencies. If there's like an emergency call or something, so it will work Saturday.
Okay.
But you could just put 7 to 5 on Saturday if you have to.
I was actually going to say that because if people look up your business, they're going to see – if they see your clothes, they're not going to call. So it's better to put Monday through Saturday. Okay. And then Sunday closed. Okay. Perfect. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It is going to have my name.
And does it show Dale Still, or is there a middle initial?
Let me double check on that one.
Okay, no worries.
It says Dale and then E Still.
Perfect.
My middle.
Okay. Is there the billing address, is it the same as the 11th Street address?
The billing for this card?
Yes.
No, this card is a different address.
Okay. What is the billing address?
The billing address is 404 North Locust, Arcola, Illinois. That's where I used to live.
Locust, what's after Locust?
404 North Locust, Arcola, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just 404 North Locust, Arcola, Illinois.
What is the zip code?
61910.
Okay. Oh, found it. Perfect. Okay. Let me update that. Okay. Locust Street, Arcola, Illinois. Okay, 1-0, perfect. All right, and then what type of card is it going to be?
It's going to be a Discover card.
Okay, perfect. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
60110037535307-6395.
Perfect. And what is the expiration?
0425.
Okay. And then the security code?
285.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can pick whatever question you'd like and answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. You can pick either from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go first pet's name.
Okay. And then what name is it?
Fred.
Freddy?
Just Fred. F-R-E-D.
Oh, F-R. Okay. Fred. I don't know where I got Freddy from. Somewhat familiar, I guess. All right, perfect. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is going to be the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. So if you have any questions, you know, please feel free to stop me. And then you're going to get everything through text and through email before we get off the line as well. Okay? So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Stills Electric, LLC.
And then please state your name and title within the business.
Dale Still, owner.
Perfect. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question. And then we're also going to call from the 877 number, which is the number that I did text you. So just save that in your contact. That's going to be our office line. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be on the 24th of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So you're going to get everything through text and through email. I'm also going to send you a text message, which is going to be a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You will have access to your dashboard right away. There's just not going to be anything on there for the first few days because we're going to be building everything. But you can already start uploading photos to that. I'll log you into it, too, before we get off the line. Give me a second. Let me make sure you get all of that. And then, so it's going to be a few automated text messages and emails. If you get overwhelmed, don't worry about it. We'll go over everything with you tomorrow. I know it can be a little overwhelming, so much information. I know I get overwhelmed easily, especially when I have no idea what we're talking about. Okay, let me make sure. Okay, you got that. All right, I'm going to send you over a link, which is going to be the terms and conditions, which is everything that we did go over with you. Okay, I just sent you a link. It says my.localsplash.com/terms. If you can open that up for me, please.
All right.
All right, perfect. So that's basically letting you know what we're going to do, which is going to be that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it for you. If you need to go on any of the directory submissions, we'll go over that tomorrow. We can do that, help you out with that also. That's like Yelp, you know, Bing, all of that stuff. We'll also take care of the Facebook ads and what we charged you, what we will charge you there for after. If you get really busy with work or if you get a major slowdown like wintertime and you don't want to do any type of publicity at the time, you can always put your account on hold. Just call us 3 days before the billing. We don't charge you for that either. You can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes and then type in your name the way that it looks and then just click confirm.
I do have one question.
Of course.
It says there's an early termination fee. What makes it early?
There's no early. Hold on. Where does it say that?
Underneath.
It says My Site product, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to worry about that. We're not doing you a My Site. That's an actual like full-on really nice website. You don't have to worry about that. There's no early termination fees. There's no contracts, none of that. You don't have to worry about any of that.
All righty.
Yeah. So thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Always good. Yeah, and if you have any questions or anything, I'm still going to be your point of contact, okay? So feel free to call me, and I can, you know, go over anything or clear anything up for you.
All right. For some reason, it won't let me click confirm signature.
It's probably because the name doesn't look exactly the same. So it needs to have a capital D, capital E, capital S. It says Dale E. Still.
Yeah, I was missing the E.
Yeah. It's a little finicky. I'm sorry. It's technology for you. You know, it has its own little brain. Okay, so your username and password, let me see if it already got automated. It sends it to you.
It just sent.
Perfect. So your username, that's going to be your phone number. Your password, and that's temporary, is just WebMoney, all lowercase. It's in the text messages. And you can log into your dashboard. You can upload pictures, any of that type of stuff that you want to do. But as of right now, everything's pretty much done. Your call is going to be tomorrow between 11 to 12. If you have any questions or anything, you can email me. I'm going to send you an email right now shortly. You can call me, whichever. I mean, do you have any questions for me before we get off the line?
No, I believe you answered all my questions.
All right. Well, like I said, if anything else comes up, please feel free to call me, okay?
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, Dale. Thank you. All right. We'll speak soon. You have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
All right,
you
thanks.
Too.
Bye.